You're going to have your way tonight.
We have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a spirit to perceive that you're about to have a chit-chat with me. Amen? I'm going to... Oh, my goodness. We got bells ringing right at the beginning, huh? Okay. We're going to go in the Passion Translation because that's where he pressed me to go. Hebrews chapter 4. He brought that the other night. I've been in it for 2 days, 3 days. And he's pushing about the faith rest life. The faith rest life. And so when I first looked at it, I said, Lord, what are you trying to show me? He said, there's a timing involved in this kind of lifestyle. People don't enter it as babies. And as you see this unfold, I believe you'll have an understanding. Verse 1. Now the promise of entering into God's rest is still for us today. So we must be extremely careful to ensure that we all embrace the fullness of that promise. I put a circle around embrace the fullness of the promise. See, all the promises of God can be declared. And that's one level. But now, when you take the promise and you rest with it, you've already declared it. Now it's got to actually become a part of your inner man. So, we all embrace the fullness of the promise and not fail to experience it. So you have to just hear the word first, experience it afterwards, and when it becomes yours, just like my buddy there, he's got a whole new understanding of what it's like to play in the middle of traffic. Without that press, you would have never had that experience. So you've lived it. Verse 2, for we have heard the good news of deliverance just as they did, yet they didn't join their faith with the word. Many, many years ago, the Lord gave me that understanding. Faith in what the word says is part of the coordinates that need to come together. If they don't come together, you're going to fall short. And the experience will not be there, or at least won't manifest as quickly. Instead, it says, what they heard didn't affect them deeply, for they doubted. So that's actually putting a circle around doubts. The doubts bring you down. They tear you down. They're seeds of fear. And if you stay with those seeds of fear, you're going to what? Lessen your experience. Instead of experiencing the fullness of the trust and the rest, you're going to be anxious. The anxiety will remain. So doubts are important. So if you feel them coming up in you, you need to pull them down. Okay?
I do when I feel them, and the Lord has been breaking a lot of them, is when I feel them, I just wait on the Lord. I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you're gonna break this. I don't know how, don't know when.
Right.
And I just wait. And sure.
Well, that's your rest period. You're no longer actively trying to make something happen. You spoke it. You believe it. The doubts try to come in. No, we're going to go with what, and I'm going to rest.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on him to do the breaking, the revealing, whatever he needs to do. Because I can't get rid of it.
Well, there you go. So that's the humility of recognizing he's reestablishing us in the kingdom as instruments that he needs in order to fulfill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you awaken to the fact that you can't get rid of that.
Thank you.
You can't fix that.
Right.
And the only one that can is Him. And you just wait.
Amen. Verse 3. For those of us who believe, faith activates the promise. And we experience the realm of confident rest. That is, it's repeated right there for you. For He has said, I was grieved with them and made a solemn oath. They will never enter my rest. God's works have all been completed from the foundations of the world. For it says in the scriptures, and on the seventh day, God rested from all His works. And again, as stated before, they will not enter my rest. Those who first heard the good news of deliverance failed to enter into the realm of faith. They failed to enter into the realm of faith rest because of their unbelieving hearts. So when you see someone struggling and having no victory, that identifies the unbelieving heart. Well, if there's a piece of me that's still not believing, then I need help and I go back because I discern it. If I don't discern it, I'm going to stay in the same condition and go around the stupid mountain over and over until He brings me back again and I humble myself and say, wait a minute, I've been around this mountain. I got to get out. Yet, the fact remains that we still have the opportunity to enter into the faith rest life and experience the fulfillment of the promise. For God still has ordained a day for us to enter into called today. For it was long afterwards that God repeated it in David's words. If only today you would listen to His voice and do not harden your hearts. Well, recognizing that our hearts can be hardened and not notice the difference, except you're going around again and again and again, that's a time to say, wait, I've got to stop. And there's a footnote that on verse 3, I think that's important. God's work has been completed even though the world has fallen. The Greek word katabole means to fall down or thrown down. It is most often used for laying down a foundation. But it can imply the fall of humanity through sin. Did you hear that? Even though the world has fallen, God's works have already been accomplished. Unhindered by the sin of man. Why? Because He already rested in the finished work. And God's finished work supersedes the brokenness of our planet. That is telling you He knew and we were with Him, because that's what we talked about on Sunday. We were with Him in the Spirit. So now you know that His resting time, He's in it, we can join Him. So I thought that was pretty cool, right? Okay. I want to go back to verse 7. For God still has ordained a day for us to enter into called today. For it was long afterwards that God repeated it in David's words. If only today you would listen to his voice and do not harden your hearts. Now, if this promise of rest was fulfilled when Joshua brought the people into the land, God wouldn't have spoken later of another rest yet to come. So we conclude that there is still a full and complete Sabbath rest waiting for the believer to experience. Now there's another footnote that I want you to look at. It says the Aramaic was also translated, he arose to be the Sabbath for the people of God. So he resurrected to become the Sabbath. He entered his rest after his work was done. I remember there's a person that went home a while back to the Lord, and Holy Spirit spoke to that person and said, your work is done. Come home. Well, now that's a different type of rest. But you have an example of when the completed things are, finished, God will take, like our sister. Some people say, oh, you took them home too early, or John Paul Jackson, we talked about a little earlier, Kim Clement. Their work was done. Otherwise, the Lord would have found a way to deliver them and set them free, because it wasn't the first time they had issues. Think about that. So, verse 10, as we enter into God's faith rest life, I love the way that's put together. As we enter into God's faith rest life, we cease from our own works. You don't have to push yourself and drive yourself crazy. Just as God celebrated his finished works and rest in them, so then we must be eager to experience this faith rest life, so that no one fails or falls short by following the same pattern of doubts and unbelief. So where's your enemy? Doubts and unbelief. And once those start acting up, it'll cancel what God has planned for you, and you're going to have to go back around. If you don't do something, you're going to lose it. 12. For we have the living word of God, which is full of energy. Now, there's a footnote on energy, and I want you to kind of peek at that. The Aramaic can be translated all effective. There is a hint here of the spinning swords of fire held by the angels guarding the way to the tree of life. To come eat its fruit, you must pass through the mighty sword of fire. The context implies we pass through this fiery sword on our way into the Holy of Holies. When the veil was split in two, the cherubims embroidered on the veil parted, as it were, to allow every worshiper to enter into the unveiled presence of our God. Genesis 3:24. Matthew 27:51. So, there's a piece to that puzzle, as you can see. The freedom to enter in has already been open. Sometimes we tell people you can enter in without all these complications, and they have unbelief and they have doubts, so they don't go anywhere. Verse 12, for we have the living word of God, which is full of energy, like a two-mouthed sword. It will penetrate to the very core of our being, where soul and spirit, bone and marrow meet. It interprets and reveals the true thoughts and the secret motives of my heart. There is not one person who can hide their thoughts from God. For nothing that we do remains a secret, and nothing created is concealed, but everything is exposed and defenseless before his eyes, to whom we must render an account. Jesus, our compassionate King and Priest. So then, we must cling in faith to all we know to be true. For we have a magnificent King Priest, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who rose into the heavenly realms for us and now sympathizes with us in our frailty. He understands the humanity for as a man, our magnificent King Priest was tempted in every way, just as we are. And he conquered sin. Now, you could kind of go there if you want, but I think you understand that part already. Verse 16, so now we draw near freely, boldly, to where grace is enthroned. So receive mercy's kiss and discover the grace we urgently need to strengthen us in our times of weakness. You see, I believe the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us here to be a little more active when we see something falling or failing, and to run to him more quickly, to double check and see if there's something that has creeped in our minds about doubts and unbelief. And the heart, if it's hardened, you're not going to go anywhere. You and I need to be able to combat that and respond to it. Pull down every thought, 2 Corinthians 10. Isaiah 54, you know. Resist, but then it says to speak to the words or thoughts that are plaguing you. And they will come down, you know.
Now, that's what no. I find. Sometimes I'm like yesterday, I had to say it to the Holy Spirit. I need a scripture right now, but it's not coming to me. What is it? And then it came.
Yeah.
Well, but I knew there was something I needed to answer from the word for the
but
situation
that's,
I was in.
That's relationship.
Right.
That's you and him. Getting closer and closer and tighter and tighter.
I wanted to know what is it that's needed in this situation? Because mm-hmm. that's not you that I'm hearing, mm-hmm. but I need to come against that I'm hearing.
Correct.
I knew it was from my old nature.
Yeah. Mm. See, he's interested in making sure that we get transformed from where we've been to where he wants us to be. And there are times that you're going to see the old nature act up, and it's part of what happens. St. Paul had the problem. You and I have a problem. It's not an excuse. He overcame. We overcome. But we are being prepared. And as mature Christians, not just to be continually going around the same circle as babies, if you wish, wanting to be entertained, which is fine. I'm not against entertainment. But even today, there was 150 people there, roughly. And we weren't being entertained. We were being given meat to chew on. And a commission to pray. So that when this man of God does come, who has a following, and the workers that go with it, this is a good-sized team coming in, and they're going to be doing a lot of prepared work, just like we did for 99. So It's not going to happen without some work on our part. Okay? But the fruit will be the ones that he brings in. They'll be having to be disciplined, or discipled, if you wish, and disciplined. And we've got some that chose that they don't want to be a part of that. And that's okay. You know, God knows that. The challenges are real, but the fruit will definitely bear out as we stay obedient to the Lord. That, to me, is the most important. Staying obedient to what he wants and what he's called us to be and to do. And we won't miss the mark. Amen?